And good evening. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And tonight, well, it should be a very interesting show. We have with us the founder of the World Change Foundation, Scott Hood. And he was actually on the show maybe a month and a half ago on Travelers and Seekers with Tim White. And we wanted to bring him back because there was a lot of interest in what he does. And I think his vision for the world is quite a large vision. So I'm very excited to have you here, Scott. Welcome.
Thank you, Lori. Great to be here. Thanks for inviting me back.
Hey, you know, we're all for change. So I don't know where to start. Let's start with, I guess, part of your story, your journey as to how you got to where you are now, because I think that brings into how the World Change Foundation and your coin has been created.
Sure, no problem. Normally, change comes from a struggle, and so it's always a hard thing to talk about is the struggles of ourselves and how we come about with the change, mm-hmm. but mine is no different than anybody else's. My life was in the tank, actually, and I wasn't performing very well. I play golf for a living, and so my golf wasn't going very well. My life wasn't going well, and I was just having a hard time dealing with the poor performances that I've been giving. And so my life was really a struggle. I was pushing and forcing, and it really started to actually create problems in my health and problems with my family and problems with my wife. And so everything was like a big problem. And I knew that there had to be some change coming soon, and there was actually. It came when I finally just kind of gave up and let go and said, okay, I've had enough. Guide me somewhere that I need to go in my life. And at that point, I did. I got a guiding light that took me to write a little book about how to love yourself. And I think I needed to learn that as much as anybody. And after I wrote the book, I created the coin that is now the project I've been working on, the World Peace Coin that we're taking around the world. Mm-hmm. And it came from a big struggle. It was a hard time in my life, but it actually, in that struggle, came something that was, I think, is brilliant, and it came from the struggle. So mm-hmm. we have to actually go through struggle to grow, like I think anything on the planet. Mm-hmm. Growing is from a struggle.
Right. Well, sometimes we can grow from other ways, but yes.
I think it would be nice if we just grew, you know, happily and everything was great. But normally the struggle is the part of learning that, I've learned this on my own, and I watch other people around me. I'm very aware of what goes on around me, and I see it actually, and I hear the stories from other people, very similar. We all go through the struggle, and then something comes out of that I would say is more of your purpose, or it moves you to a higher place to continue your life on a different plane or level, mm-hmm. which is really, I mean, in my situation, it actually was something that kept coming up in my life. Even when I was little, the project kept coming up, but it wasn't like I was ready to do anything like that at all. It was just flashes of own ideas and going, wow, that would be great. But it never really got to the notion of doing it until I went through this struggle. And then I knew the time was right. My heart was telling me, my mind was telling me, and the world outside was telling me this is really what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. And when I started doing it, it really has been the greatest pleasure of my life to work toward a goal this big that makes me feel good inside. Mm-hmm. And it's been fun, and I've met so many people, and it's just been really a great opportunity to see what's possible. And that's what I've been doing my whole life, is pushing myself to see what Scott can do. And it's kind of as an athlete, that's part of the game, that you push yourself to see what you can actually do as an athlete. Because if you don't, you actually don't go anywhere. You don't make any money, and you're not really trying to achieve your best. So athletes that don't work toward their best aren't really seen in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't make it on the Olympic team unless you really put that discipline and effort and love, which is really the key ingredient, the true love that comes from you wanting to do this, which is the power to create it. And yes. So, yeah, it all starts with love.
always. Yeah. I don't think the golf has become an Olympic sport yet, though, has it?
No, but it might.
I'm sure it might. Okay, so it started from a story that you wrote.
Yeah, it started from a little book that I wrote about how to love yourself. And, you know, what's really funny is the book that I wrote, I remember all the goals that I've set in my whole life. I've, like, every two or three years, I set new goals. And the goals that I've always set were really the book. The whole book carried these goals that I've been setting my whole life, which is like, it's hard to understand that. I mean, at the time, I could not, you know, see that at all until after the book was written. It was really all these goals that I've been trying to achieve my whole life. I wanted to be happy. That was like a goal of mine that I've always tried to achieve. I wanted to be healthy. And those are, again, goals that I've always worked toward. And I've always wanted to be like loving and giving and be thankful for the things that I've had. I've had weird goals. My goals haven't been to achieve these other things. They're only to really achieve the feelings that I wanted to have inside me that made me feel good. Mm-hmm. And so when I look at it now, it's like, why did I have these goals? And I worked with a lot of coaches, actually, since I was young, sport therapist, you name it. I've had all the coaches in the world, more than anyone I know. And it was to try to make myself better. And the thing was, and I spent a lot of money trying to figure this out, but they just showed me that everything I had or needed, I already had, and I just needed to recognize that. And so by writing this book, it really was the confirmation, or it actually, I think, taught me to love myself in the 9 months of writing this book. Mm. And then through
So you birthed it.
Huh?
You birthed it. It was a 9-month process, was it?
It really was. Absolutely. I gave birth to pure love. And it was just to actually recognize that, you know, you can love yourself. And when you do, you start learning to love others. And that's really what this book was about. And through that, the essence of the book actually went on the coin that was created. Mm-hmm. And now I want this coin to go around the world because I believe it's the highest thoughts that I could ever have. And when we think that way, it actually goes to world peace. And so the coin became the world coin for peace.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the coin, and then we'll talk about some of the projects that are coming up with Earth Day. But so, okay, so we have this incredible coin that you are graciously giving to many people, and as well, it's meant to help raise money and stuff. But on the one side, so talk about the coin.
Sure, the coin really is just a representation of all the things that we are, all of us. We're happy, healthy, wealthy, giving, loving, and thankful, although we might not recognize that, but we were giving these gifts when we were born to actually share with everyone. I mean, happiness is really a choice. And to be healthy, you really actually have to be happy. And if you're not happy, you're actually creating your own poor health, and you'll actually struggle in life when you're unhappy. I mean, being unhappy is painful, and nobody really likes it. So the coin just carries the things that we've been given and the opportunity to actually share these things. And from what I've learned is the more we share our own happiness, our own love, and our own giving, it really is the true foundation of receiving these things. And so the coin is a reminder of all the things we've been given. And the other side of the coin is change begins with me. And that is a true confirmation of we need to actually make the steps from ourselves and not wait for others to try to bring you happiness. And like I said, I worked with all these teachers and coaches to make me what I wanted to be. But it wasn't until I actually took the steps myself. And this is a law that governs everybody. Is change begins with each person when they make their own steps and effort, that movement to change, and no one can do that for them. So it's just a reminder that we have the power to do whatever we want. We just have to make that step.
Mm-hmm. I think most people, though, want to change the other person they're with more than they think they can change themselves.
That's true, too, because it's easier to actually change others than to change yourself.
Well, yes. People think it's easier.
Yeah, they think it's easier. Really, we can't change anyone. But we do have the opportunity to change the way we think. And the thinking is really the true cause that the effects are shown from. And so the thoughts or the words on the coin are like a cause, meaning love is a cause. It's the foundation. And when you give love, you will reflect it. It will reflect back. And so that would be probably the most positive way to change others is by giving and reflecting to them all that you want from them. And you'll receive it. It'll actually come back to you that way.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm one that always says when you try and use the law of attraction to use qualities versus what The Secret sort of teaches, which is, you know, to think of your new car and your new house.
Ask, believe, and receive. Yeah, the new home, the cars, and the...
Yeah, it seems to be very focused on greed still, even though the message certainly is one of love and trying to inspire. But if we're not actually looking at the qualities that are within us or what makes our soul sing, we're not really creating or co-creating with God. We're really just, you know, trying to create out of need or out of greed.
I would even elaborate on that and say out of fear, because when you're actually wanting these things, you're acting from not having, which is a fear of not having. So it's only, and this is what I've learned my whole life as a teacher, is that through giving whatever you want, you will receive it back. And that's the true way of receiving, is through giving. So if you want to be loved, then give love. If you want to be happy, then give happiness. If you want to be rich, then help others and give what you can. And you'll see the return will always reflect, because the cause is always going to reflect the effect. And so if you want love, give it, and you'll see it all coming back. I know it sounds so easy and honky and so nice, but it really works that way.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a difference in degree on, you know, where cause comes from versus effect. But I do believe that the more you focus on these qualities, that they will certainly make your life a lot easier, and certainly it will help you achieve certain, I guess, transformations within yourself.
Yeah.
But I mean, what I like about the coin is the one side that people see says change begins with me. And then on the inside is where, you know, the qualities of happiness, health, wealth, love, giving, and thankfulness are. And those are the qualities that need to be, you know, reflected to your heart. So they're against your heart, which I think is, you know, quite brilliant.
Yeah, those are the gifts that we've been given. And the problem is we forget about all the gifts we've been given, and we sit here and we want the car, we want the house, we want those things, and we forget about the brilliance that we have already. And when we can actually recognize that, then we really see the power that's in us to create those other things that we want. But we usually go outside and lose our power instead of being inside and have our thoughts being at the cause. I know your cause and my cause is different, but I believe true cause is the first thought, meaning the thought is the cause. And so if your thoughts are good, you'll actually reflect that cause. And it works that way with me, and I see it working that way with everyone. So I just wanted everyone to have a coin to actually remind themselves of their brilliance and the things that they're striving their life for at this time. Everybody's striving for happiness and health. And as long as they understand that they're the cause of that, and they can have good thoughts and create those things, then the coin is working just through reminding and reflecting really the gifts of life.
Mm-hmm. And now your coin, you did have a big launch.
Yeah, would you like to hear about the
Absolutely.
Launch? Yeah, we launched the coin with Free the Children, the largest network of children helping children actually in the world. And they're a charity here in Canada and in the United States. They're actually in business with Oprah Winfrey and the O Ambassadors and the Oprah Angels. Great company, Mark and Craig Kielberger. They mentor kids across Canada and the United States to be leaders in the world. And so the coin, when I was preparing to launch it, I knew that it was for kids, and I knew I had to launch it with kids, and I wanted to launch it in the biggest way possible. Of course, it's like I wanted this thing to go huge. And the funny thing is, Free the Children came into my life, and I was given the opportunity to launch it with 32,000 kids that are changing the world and committed a year of their time for humanitarian projects. So we got to launch the coin with these kids, which were more than deserving. And it was done televised, CTV, across Canada. And we had major guest speakers. We had the Dalai Lama as our guest speaker. We had Robert Kennedy Jr. as another guest speaker. And we had Mia Farrow. We had Dr. Jane Goodall. We had the Jonas Brothers. And like, it was a special event at the Air Canada Center and the GM Place. And it was all done within 1 week. We had two major launches. And it was, you couldn't imagine. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I got to speak to 2 million people and tell them really what the project's about. We want to launch the coin. And then from there, we are now taking the coin around the world to raise money for kids and to inspire people to chase their dreams and to see what they can do to make the world a better place too.
Right. Yeah. And so you're having another big launch that is coming up soon.
Absolutely. We've only just begun. And the launching of the coin is like the beginning of change. And we really wanted to launch the coin on Earth Day last year, but it didn't happen. And so I've been running this project on pure faith and running it as what comes in, it's going to come out. Meaning I'm not trying to force the project any which way, but watching it create itself through my goals and my dreams. And so it didn't work with Earth Day last year, but it went into Free the Children, which was even better. So now we're back to Earth Day this year. We're launching it worldwide, Earth Day, and we're running the campaign until December 22nd, 2012, which will be Project Change. And the reason we call it Change, it's for Children Have a New Giving Earth. And so it's about a year and a half of moving this coin across the planet, raising money for kids. But it's only going to actually create more projects. It's just to inspire kids to create projects that will also make a difference in the world. This is what I call Project One. And hopefully there'll be thousands of projects down the road that will inspire and motivate and make positive changes for the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so you're wanting to launch again, your continuous launch, but a new project on Earth Day, and yeah, it has to do with the school systems.
Yeah, well, Project Change the Coin is actually going to be used with a website company that we've already hooked up with. We're calling them World Change Websites, and each kid that actually takes a website and creates a project on it will receive a world coin for making an initiative to making the world a better place. And the kids we launched the coin with, they committed a year. So anybody that's actually making action to make a difference, we're more than happy to give a coin to. In fact, it's my true goal is to give every kid in the world a coin. But we're not just giving it to people. We want people to make some sort of action. Change begins with me. So the young people are making steps to create projects, and I can't wait to give them a coin.
All right. So they get a free website. They create a project. Then you're going to have kids voting on it?
Yeah, we're going to actually have all the kids vote on the website or the project that is best thought out and works the best. We have a couple guidelines. One will be that the project brings good into the world, meaning good thoughts, and raises money. And so a project that actually creates a positive change in the world that actually makes more money, and if it wins, then we will actually fund it and create another project. Again, the coin is the first project, and we see something even probably more brilliant from some of these young kids that we'll fund and bring into the world.
And you're also selling the coin, and part of that, part of the proceeds go to whatever project you're...
Yeah, what we're doing with the selling of the coin, we're actually getting organizations that need money that have causes, big organizations, in fact, any organization that wants to use the coin to raise money, we want that, because my goal is to get the coin around the world, inspire people, and bring some changes. So the coin is going to be used as a donational type, so you can actually donate to a cause and they will give you a coin. Or you can use the coin as a fundraising tool, meaning let's say you have a company and you want 1,000 coins because you have a cause you need to raise money for. So you sell the coin for $20 a piece and you raise $10 per coin, you're going to raise money for your cause. The great thing about the coin is it sells very easily. You don't really have to do anything but show someone, and they're more than happy to be part of the cause, because it's world peace. And the coin really reminds each person that it belongs to them, because it's actually connected to the heart of everyone because of the words that are on it. And as a human being, we all strive for these things. So it's very easy product to sell and get donations for. And I want organizations using it for that reason, so we can actually make some changes in the world. Mm-hmm. I know it's a big vision, but why not?
Why not?
No, yeah, absolutely. I don't have anything else to do other than play golf.
And teach it.
Yeah.
Right. And okay, so you're starting this again. It's kind of an ongoing thing, but it's big with the kids starting April 22nd.
Well, the project hasn't stopped. We've been actually raising money for Haiti since the problem that Haiti encountered. The coin has been actually going to specific people around the world, and it is actually creating circles wherever it goes. So it's the coins around the world already. We just wanted to wait for another big day like Earth Day for a mega launch. It's really about funding, and about, because the economy is not in the greatest state. And really the funny thing is, here we're launching this huge project in the worst economic times in the world, and most people think, how can you do it? Well, it's all on faith, and in faith we're doing it. And that's what's so magical about this project, is because it's time for change. Not only do personally people go through struggle, but we can see the earth going through a little bit of a struggle, and I think it is time for change, and I think we all see that too.
Right. And I think also every time this coin touches certain places, it creates change within their organization and change within themselves.
It really does. This coin works, and I'm so happy that it does work, because it's all the things that I asked for. It comes out of the coin. People I've given the coin to many people, and the next thing I know, they're back going, can I have another one? And I'm like, okay. Because the minute they get it, they want to give it to someone, because it's such an inspiration to give someone something that you really can't give them. We'd love to give happiness. We'd love to give love. And we'd love to give these things that somebody wants so dearly. But we can in our own way, but we can't give them health. We can't give them happiness. But we can show them that they have it if they only want to exercise that choice. And that's what's so magical about the coin. It allows everyone to have these things if they just open their eyes and see that it starts with them.
Mm-hmm. And so you have a whole bunch of things going around this project, which you have like videos now going up onto YouTube as well as to your website, which is theworldchangefoundation.com, right?
Yeah. The funny thing is about a project like this, it really is endless. Mm-hmm. And everyone that the coin touches, it actually spins off into their own love and life, and it motivates them to actually do what they want to do in the world. And that's what the project really is. It's not about the world coin. The coin is only a reminder of the true foundation of the world, which is people. And we all are here to basically find out what we love to do. And then do that, because in that action, you will change the world. If you're doing what you love, you carry the power to change the world. And I'm just doing what I believe is what I was here for, and it's to inspire people. As a teacher, I inspire people to be what they want to be or believe they should be, but I show them that they can do that. They can do anything, and my goal is to wipe fear off the planet and allow people to take those steps forward, because fear is just really just a bad thought. In my mind, when you're thinking bad thoughts of fear, then you have fear. But when you face the fear or give it a hug and love it to death, it goes away. Fear is just bad thinking. And so to empower yourself, you have to look at fear and go, you're not that scary, and do it anyway, whatever it is that you want to do. And believe it or not, fear is just going to shrink away, and it does every time. It's never came up and fought me when I said, okay, show me what you got. It's always ran away. So,
well, I would say you're lucky.
I'm just here to help others see that fear is just a lot of bad thinking. And when you, it really is. And when you change the way you think or focus on the things that you love, then our brains only work in one thing or another. You can't focus on two things at once. So you can either focus on the trouble and the fear and the problems, or you can focus on what you want and how you're going to get it. And that's what my life is about focusing on what I want and how am I going to get it, and believing in that 100%, and taking those that don't believe in me and showing them that it's possible. Mm-hmm. And in that, it inspires others. So, but the project, yeah, it's nonstop. We're still moving forward. We can't wait till we launch on Earth Day. We got videos. It's a world launch, so it's a very big project. I can't think of another project this big, honestly, that somebody wants to do a world launch. But you know what? I think it's time. And this is a great project to do because it's about world peace. And I think everybody wants a little peace into the world, because it seems right now there's a lot of problems. And really, the coin tells us all that world peace is going to begin when we each make that step, not waiting for someone else to bring the peace to us. So that's a good little reminder of the coin, too, is that peace begins with me. And I love the Gandhi saying, which is, be the change you wish to see in the world. And that's what I'm trying to do with this project.
Okay. What we're going to do is, you have a song that...
Yeah. That it's not totally finished, but we're working on it. It's pretty good, though.
Right. And it is pretty much the words of the...
Yeah, it carries the words of the coin, and it actually came from... what I wanted was everyone to sing the song, so they actually needed a coin to remember the words. Yeah, it's kind of funny, but that's really not the truth. The coin being heard and the words being heard is really going to empower us to stay positive in the midst of all this pain and anguish that the world gives us sometimes.
All the change going through.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's play the song, and then we'll be back.
No, I know you're not. I'm just saying, when you have the phones on,
I'm like, it's going right through me.
As I can be, I see change begins with me. I can be. I see, I see. Change begins with me. I see the world in peace. I am the world I see. Begins with me. I am wealthy as I can be. I see, change begins with me. Begins with me. I see the world in peace. I am the world I see. I see the world in peace. The change begins with me.
Sort of exemplifies all that you're trying to create, and by saying it and bringing it out in the form of song and music, I think it's a very powerful statement for people to kind of embrace, because lots of people meditate, lots of people you know, can go into a different space when they hear music. So we have Scott Hood with us from the World Change Foundation, and that was a song that is really based on the coin that he's created. And, you know, there's a couple things that I want to go back over, which is, you know, the fact that you called this the World Change Foundation. Change has a very, is a great acronym for children.
Oh, children have a new giving earth.
Right.
Which is,
and yeah. I think that, you know, obviously is exactly what it is that you're promoting with this coin, although I think it brings change wherever it goes.
It does.
And so you've done one really big launch, and you're continually, and well, definitely having a new one coming up for Earth Day, which is April 22nd, and that will be in, for sure, the Canadian schools, and hopefully going into the American schools as well. Is that right?
Yeah, we're actually targeting North America to start.
Great.
And the wave hopefully will move around the world, because the coin is needed, and it brings a positive thoughts and actions to everyone. And that's what we're trying to promote while raising money for kids around the world.
Right. And to do this, because this is a huge project, you need support and you need help from anybody that, you know, would like to assist.
Absolutely. I need help from everyone. It's a world project, and it World Change invites everybody in to be part of this, no matter whether it's just to have a coin or even to know about the coin and talk about the coin or help with funding or help with whatever your company does that can actually offer a hand to help us move this movement around the world. We mm-hmm. we need help because it is, from what I can see, a huge project, and we need everyone to be part of it. And in fact, we all part of it, whether we know it or not. But any help we can get is definitely appreciated, and it actually makes everyone feel good that I get to actually talk to about it and maybe give them a coin or sell them a coin. They feel great about being part of this project. And my goal is to give that feeling to everybody, because they are a part of it. I want them to actually feel that and know that.
Right. And, yeah. You know, as you're allowing this to go, you know, across the world and getting, you know, as many people to help as possible, launching this in North America obviously is a big endeavor. And you're doing it through your website, which is www.theworldchangefoundation.com. Soon that website will have the ability to connect in with the link of several websites, which is
World Change websites. They're for creating world change projects,
and
projects to change the world. Yeah.
Right. Kids to come up with projects to help with the world, which is really where the inspiration is going to come from, because it's the kids that are pretty magical these days too.
Yeah, I believe they're going to come up with projects that will actually change the world and solve a lot of problems that we're having today just through the dreaming of changing the world. This is like my dream, how I can change the world. I came up with a coin, but I know when you start having lots of kids, it's like I wanted to run a project called Worldstorm, which is really brainstorming with kids around the world. And so it really is part of Worldstorm is coming alive in this project Change, where kids can dream and create, and then we'll fund it. If it's an idea that other kids agree on and they think it's going to make a difference, I think we'll have hundreds and thousands of people wanting to sponsor even projects like that.
Sure.
And so that's our goals.
And then the videos, they'll be starting as of April 22nd?
Yeah, we're launching our video project on Earth Day, and we're actually trying to have at least 50 videos to plug in every single day, a new video of our projects and where they're going and what we're doing and how you can be involved and how you can get your coin and how you can fundraise with the coin and how you want to be a part of change.
Right. Yeah. And at one point you wanted to include YouTube and to help kids sing this song. Is that still a possibility?
Absolutely. We have, anyone out there that's listening to this that wants to be a part or help us, we're still looking for the way to do it, but we want every kid to go online. We're going to have a YouTube project where they go online and they're like sitting in the studio and they actually sing the song. And we're looking for a star, maybe just a young star that could actually be on the other side of the computer and have the kids sing along. And then we're going to plug in all these MP3s. And hopefully my goal is to get 1 million people or 1 million kids singing this world peace song, where we can all just be part of it. Mm-hmm. And that's the fun of life, is saying, hey, I'm a part of something, especially something like world peace, right? Mm-hmm. Which is probably the biggest project in the world. I mean, yeah, to face world peace, it's like a lot of people would say it's impossible. But I don't think anything's impossible. And it really is just how you think about it.
And it begins with change.
With change. Absolutely.
And it begins with me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you got it, Lori.
Yeah, I think I got it.
Yeah. Well, so I'm really happy that the project came to you, too, because I believe you're part of this. I mean, every day the project goes to another person and the coin goes to another person, it goes to someone else. And over the last 5 years that this coin's been on the planet, even before it was a coin, it was around the world, just the picture of the coin and the idea of the project and all that's been moving through people. So,
and of course, you will be able to see it. There's a video, a very short clip of the coin on your website, but in the middle of the coin is the world.
Absolutely. It carries the full world, Eastern and Western Hemisphere, with the words that we strive our life for and the positive action of Change Begins With Me, which is something we have to constantly remember.
Hmm. And there's another project that's coming up that is in July.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The funny thing is about this project is it just keeps growing and ideas keep coming and things just keep moving. And that's really the fun of life. This project has brought a lot of fun into my life. But we just got a call from Venice Beach, California. The coin was actually seen down there by someone that lives on the beach and a bunch of homeless people. And he called me up and he told me he heard about a coin that had Change Begins With Me on it. And I said, yeah, we're moving the World Peace coin. I sent him down a couple and he just loved the coin. He's written me several times and he now just told me about a project they're having down there and they call it the Miracle on the Beach. They got 50 bands, they got hundreds of vendors and thousands of people on July 24th. They're leading a walk with the homeless people for about a half a mile to where the bands are set up. And they're giving me an opportunity to go on stage and talk about the coin. And we're actually going to, it'll be like another launch at the Miracle on the Beach at the Venice Beach, California.
Nice.
So yeah, we're looking forward to just wherever it takes me, I'm going to go.
Right. You also have a really great idea called the World Walk.
Yeah, World Walk is a great idea. A lot of people might not like this because it's going to make them forgive people in the world. And really, that's where the peace is missing in the world, is the anger and the pain that we hold against someone, probably someone close to you. So the goal of World Walk is to get two coins while you're raising funds for children. You'll give one of these coins to someone in your life that you've had some sort of falling out with, or maybe just someone you haven't seen for a while, and you take them for a walk and you give them the coin and you talk about the problems that you had in your life. It could be your mom that you haven't talked to for 20 years. And I know lots of people that have those problems. I mean, it could be family or friends or so you talk about the problems that you both probably won't even remember, and change happens. And you could have that person back in your life. And it could be really the best time of your life having that person back. But even if you don't, you're actually healing yourself from the pain and the anger that you're holding on to, which is really the peace that's lacking in the world, is the anger that you're holding.
Right. And yeah. It really, forgiveness is, although a lot of people talk about forgiveness, you know, it really truly has to come from your heart. And a lot of times people say, oh, I forgive you, but still hold a lot of anger and resentment and aren't really able to let go of that peace that they feel somebody has done to them, or that peace where they feel, you know, they are the victim to someone else's.
Forgiveness is the hardest thing in the world. We all,
or the easiest.
Well, yeah, we all feel like we deserve the right to hang on to that anger because of what this person did to me. But when we really understand the truth is we're only hurting ourselves and we're only causing our own pain and problems through that anger. Anger and hatred are very corrosive for the body. And so when we learn to forgive, even when we feel we deserve to hang on to it, but just forgive, we actually feel way better and we don't struggle at that point.
Yeah, I think, you know, the main thing, or the ability to be able to do that is to discover what the gift is in everything. And to know also that, you know, you chose for this experience so that you would grow from it. And everybody needs to be able to see it from a bigger picture when we get caught up and think it's, you know, something was done to us personally, when, you know, it will be two people that have two completely different perceptions.
Absolutely.
Of each event.
I think the biggest thing is that people miss is not forgiving others, but actually forgiving themselves. They hang on to a lot of pain about themselves and the things that they've done in life that they're not happy with. But when you learn to forgive yourself for everything, then you actually allow yourself to create and be brilliant. And it's only hanging on to that those poor thoughts and that anger and that hatred toward oneself that actually keeps creating the picture of struggle. And when you forgive yourself and then see the opportunities and be thankful for the brilliance that you've been given, the life, then you can actually start moving forward with the things that you love to do and start creating. And so once we forgive ourselves and forgive others, wow, watch out, world, because you'll have the power to change it.
Mm-hmm. And I guess in looking at the words that you talk about, obviously happiness is that joy that comes from within versus the conditions that we typically put on our happiness.
That's probably the most sought after word in the world, happiness. But the coin, on the coin, the last word on the coin is thankfulness. And when we actually learn to understand that just through being thankful for being and having the opportunity of being alive and enjoying others and enjoying what life is, we actually become happy. And when you're happy, your body actually becomes healthy. And most bodies that are unhealthy and the struggle that we have with our bodies is because we're hanging on to anger and it's corrosive. And so once we actually are thankful, happiness seeps into our life. And from there, health. From there, we become very creative, which is wealth. And when you're wealthy, you're going to give because it's probably the greatest gift.
You know, I'm just thinking about that, and I'm gonna put you on pause for 2 seconds.
Absolutely.
But I think, you know, for men, I think anger is probably a big deal, and for women, it's sadness, it's grief, and I think that might be a slight shift of thinking. But I think you know, for a lot of women, because usually underneath any anger is sadness, but women right. Women tend to not get angry. So that can be a problem. But if they do get angry, then underneath that is the sadness. And I think a lot of us have to, you know, that the pendulum of fear and love. I mean, everything, love is on one end, fear right. is on the other, and everything in between is all the other emotions that sort of hold us up.
Yeah, I think if they just forgive themselves,
sure,
especially women, because they hold themselves accountable and they beat themselves up in that sadness, it's really just a self-defeating feeling that they're holding themselves into. And sure, it might feel good, but if you keep doing it, you become habitually feeling that way and depressed. You need to actually get focused back on what you want in life. Sure, we all have downfalls. We can all feel bad about it, but brush yourself off. And get
back. There's an authenticity in expressing all emotions, because, I mean, I think the biggest problem in our society is that we are told that all of the negative emotions are bad for us and to not feel any of them. So in not feeling them, we push them down and we bury them and we think we're being bad because we're feeling them.
Well, that's probably the greatest cause of depression, is by taking all your anger and shoving it down, because it's just hanging out still in your body. Mm-hmm. And it's just rolling around consistently, recreating that anger and frustration and self-defeating thoughts.
Right. So, so definitely learning to forgive ourselves is huge, but also expressing them, but just not letting them have control over you, not suffering.
Yeah, it's really about focus. What I do all day is I teach people how to focus on what they want. And through that focus, if the focus is very clear and precise, they'll create it instantly. And if their focus is weak, then they'll see that reflection. It'll be weak. It won't be exactly what they want. And if their focus is totally away from what they want, they won't be able to create it at all. And they'll struggle. And it's really having the focus in the wrong place that causes the struggle of not getting what they want. And so when they get their focus on exactly what they want, and when you do that, you can't have any poor thoughts. I mean, if your thoughts are in what you want and they're positive and you're happy and want, this is what you love to do, you're going to have the power to focus on it. And when you do that, you'll create it. You'll create happiness. You'll create all those things that you're really wanting, that the pain and the sorrow and the tears, they won't be there. They can't be there. They can only be there when you're in that space. Yeah, you can't be happy and crying desperately at the same time, is what I'm trying to say.
Wow. I think you can still be happy and be sad. I think you can still be happy and know the pain that another goes through. Or,
oh, absolutely. But you can't let yourself go dwelling in it without creating more problems. I mean, yeah, we want to actually, I want to always be positive. In fact, that's been my life goal, to be as positive as I can. In fact, I don't see me ever being able to create a coin like this unless I was positive and strive for that. Strive to be happy in all the things, all the greatest things in the world, which are, you know, happiness, health, love. I mean, those are the true riches that we've been given. I mean, we could all say $1 million or, you know, the big house and cars, the riches, but they're not. Those people are unhappy.
Some of them, most of them.
Yeah, not all of them, but we don't want them unhappy. I don't want anyone unhappy.
Oh.
Especially you, Lori.
Yes, Scott. Okay, so what other projects or what other ways can... I mean, I guess there's as many ways out there as possible. Anybody who can think of something that would like to get involved, you would obviously...
Yeah, I'd like... Please give us a call if you have ideas, because... ideas are the foundation of the creation. So we have to have the idea, and if it's a good one, and help us move this coin across the planet, that would be great. I mean, other than just talking about it or having a coin and people seeing it, that's how the coin's been moving around the world right now, is people see you wearing yours and say, "What's that?" And you tell them, and then they're like, "Wow. Mm-hmm. Where's mine?" And then and that's really how it's been moving around. It's very infectious and very I call it God's marketing plan, because it's brilliant. It has nothing to do with big companies or the marketing plan, but actually is connecting through people, which is very strong and powerful. And it's all connected with love, which is really the strongest emotion. And so it's powerful, and it moves brilliantly around people, and actually makes each person that moves it feel a part of it, which mm-hmm. they are. We're all part of that world peace. So it's a very connecting marketing plan that God's helping me with.
Right. And you're on some social medias, although you're not really putting yourself out too much. But
yeah, we're planning on a full media, social media marketing plan. We haven't really been doing that. I've been watching the coin move around the world through people, which has been very interesting and fun, and I get calls from around the world, and just watching, you know, the way life is and how it moves has been fun. But now we're ready to do the mega launch and get it out even bigger, so more people can move it. And it's a big project, and I'm just having fun watching it and being part of it. And I want to invite everyone to actually be a part of it.
You also have a place on your website where they can register their coin?
Oh, absolutely. I want everyone to register their coin and tell me how the coin's affecting you or what you think of the coin. The comments we've got are just amazing, from kids and people. Just amazing comments. Like, I wake up every day and I feel like I can change the world. And for me, that's like amazing. That's really what I want. I want every person in the world to wake up and say, "I can change the world," with a positive attitude, and know that they can. And the power really is in all of us to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you've seen lots of things happen with other people getting the coins, and, you know, miracles.
Oh, this coin is a pure miracle, and everywhere it goes, it creates miracles, and everyone it touches, there's so many stories around this coin. And we are working on a book to come out called Change, and it will have the stories of the creation of the coin and all the stories that's come about to bring it into the world. And then really it'll actually finish where there's world peace. And so the book will probably be ahead of the world peace, but it will finalize the job. I mean, I don't know if world peace will ever be there, but it's a process in the making. And
well, it'll be there, just when in this lifetime.
The time. But yes. I'm hoping I get to see it.
I think that that's a possibility. It just depends what your definition, I guess, of world peace is.
Well, really all I can do as far as world peace is have peace in my own heart and do what I can do. And I don't push the project on anyone. I don't push the coin on anyone. But I want to inspire people. And when I tell them about the project, they get inspired and they want a coin and they want to be part of it. And so what I'm doing is actually good. And I enjoy doing that. And that's really all I do.
And so from here, people can get their own coins.
Oh, absolutely. You can go online, get a coin. If you just want one, if you want two, we have a special where you can actually, we want everyone to actually give this coin to someone, because I want people to really feel what it's like to give it. Mm-hmm. And so if you get two coins, it'll be well worth your trouble, and give one to someone, and you'll know the person who it is that needs that coin, and you'll give it to them, and it'll make you feel great, and it'll make them feel great, and you'll be changing the world.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a project that you want to raise some money on, they can also, you know, use this coin to do that as well.
Yeah, we're not limiting the websites that we're doing, World Change websites. We're giving to the kids. We're giving to nonprofit organizations. We're giving to organizations that don't have the funding, but any company or organization that wants to start a World Change Project website, the first 90 days is free, and after that, it's $10 a month. And this is really not for me, but it's actually going to help fund more things for kids, this $10 a month for organizations that have money. $10 a month to run a full website, upgrades everything. It does. It's exactly like any other website. And for $10 a month, I'll bet it's half the price of pretty much a lot of things out there today. Because I know I'm paying more than that right now for my original website. So we're hoping, you know, we want to give all the kids free websites, but I don't really run that part. And organizations have to pay $10 a month. But I know the first 90 days are free. And it's very simple web mastery. The software in it is it costs a lot of money, and anyone could actually create a website in 30 minutes.
Hmm. Yeah, and it's similar to a blog, is that right?
Well, you can put everything on it, YouTube from, I think there's even a blog on it. It works with everything.
Right.
I'm not a web guy.
Right. Sorry. That's the wrong
question. I'm just changing
for
the world.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
You just let it move through
I let masters help me. People that are great in websites, they help me. I let people that are great in radio like you help me. And I try not to do everything myself. I can only be me.
Uh-huh.
I want everyone to have a little fun too, right?
Right. So we'll have to have you come back when it's gone around the world again, and see what happens maybe next year, is to see as to you know, where it's gone and where it's moving to, and what new and interesting projects you will have up lined up for then.
Well, I know when I come back, you'll see a lot of the changes that we're talking about, because the coin grows every day. Magically going through people, and it just grows like a tree.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be on my CBS show on April 21st, day before Earth Day.
Well, I can't wait. We're launching the project that day with you here, and I want you to know that it's very special for me to actually be here and launch the World Coin, a second launch, but again on Earth Day with you. On your radio. So I'm really happy about that, and I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome. So it's been a great pleasure, and hopefully people will contact you. I'm sure they will. And it is www.theworldchangefoundation.com, and lots of exciting things going to be, I think, coming up in the next few months of where that's going to go and how that's going to happen. And maybe we'll all see you down in Venice Beach.
Well, I'm going to try to get you to come down with us and help lead the way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a miracle on the beach, and we have to we have to make it a real miracle by getting you there, too.
Okay. So you've heard it here first. All right. So thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Lori.